morning and welcome to Ars to Protect. This week on the programme, I speak to Dr. Noel Doyle, project lead from Leave No Trace Ireland, about how best to protect our coastlines from pollution. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086-3833-553. Phone reception on 091-770-077. Email arsprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Imon, go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots that's more coming up on Ars Protect. Good morning and welcome to Ars Protect with me, John Morley. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Noel Doyle, the project lead from Leave No Trace Ireland. Noel, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us this morning. We're talking all about Leave No Trace Ireland, and I know you have two initiatives coming up in Galway in the coming weeks.
Yes, we're part of a partnership with the University of Galway, as well as CARO and the MSLETB. The project is the Beaches and Dunes for Climate Adaptation project. So it's a training course for communities to understand, empower and protect their coastal dune systems.
Okay, and what do you actually teach these communities?
Yeah, it's the project is funded as part of the Community Climate Action Fund from the DRCD, and it's managed by Pubble. The course is designed to go through an introduction into what dune systems are as an ecosystem, as well as the stressors of climate change and what climate adaptation is and how to use nature-based solutions. So this is things that communities can learn to do that can protect their dune ecosystems. It's not about reducing necessarily the amount of impacts that are happening on the dune, but actually doing things that can actually build the dunes back and protect them for future generations.
Now, there's two of these taking place in Dogs Bay, County Galway, on the 27th of April and the 18th of May.
Yes, so the course is a two-day course, and we've got some great feedback and encouragement from the communities that we've done so far. So the theoretical or the workshop part of the course is happening on the 27th, and then the practical, which is the field workshop, where we'll be doing and demonstrating, you know, chestnut fencing, marram grass planting, will be happening on the 12th of May. So it's a two-day course that's really designed to go through the basics and the biology, but also talk about the local impacts and learn from the local communities about their dune systems and their experiences, and together, you know, building on that to protect them for future generations.
Because by protecting them, you're protecting the communities in question as well, because these are natural flood defences.
Exactly. They're natural buffer zones. They're also habitats for carbon sequestering. They're also havens of biodiversity. A lot of our coastal dunes are the first line of defence against coastal storms, rising seawater. So a lot of the impacts of climate change, dunes and our ecosystems are actually the first line of defence and are so important for our coastal communities.
Is there an element of cleaning up these coastlines as well as part of this?
Yeah, well, it talks about the different stressors that we have in regards to that. You know, we were very fortunate to be working with Clean Coasts, who are going to be helping facilitate on the day. They have a huge network of communities across Galway, Mayo, across the whole country. And it's about bringing to light that these dunes are not just a place, to visit. These are an amazing ecosystem that we need to protect them. And these are ways in which we can do it. So we are working with a lot of communities who are already doing dune cleanups and different great initiatives.
And it's great to see there's a great education element to this, and there's different organisations bodying together to deliver this.
Yeah, we've had some great feedback. You know, we've been working with Accelerating Change Together, which have already done some good work with the Birch Connected community in Mayo, and as well as Kevin Lynch, Dr. Kevin Lynch from the University of Galway, and as well the course are being facilitated by Education for Sustainability. So they're a really great group. So, and on top of that, the encouragement that we're getting from the communities, they're like, oh, we're delighted to come here. We're actually nearly oversubscribed for many of the courses, with just interest from people, not just the courses where we're running them, but in other parts of the country saying, can you run the course here? So it is a very much a collaborative partnership where we're engaging with the local community in order to bring a realistic sense of what we're doing in these coastal communities.
And needed in coastal communities as well, because all our litter and pollution flows out to the sea.
Yeah, it's our litter pollution kind of flows out to the sea, but it's also, you know, you talk about the process. Well, like the whole concept of the course is based around the three S's, you know, so species, sand and space. So it's not just about litter. It's also about biodiversity. It's also about, is there enough sand for the dunes to kind of heal themselves, and are to be given the same space and time in order to recover? So it's talking about these dunes as a living, breathing system that needs help throughout the year, not just in certain circumstances.
If people want to sign up and get involved, how do they do that?
Yeah, so we have on the Leave No Trace website, in our events page, we have a list of where the courses are happening. Just follow the link. If you have any questions, just get in touch with us and we can help. And we look forward to seeing everyone there.
And what websites are the best to get more information on this type of initiative?
So the Leave No Trace website is where we have the most information, but also, you know, Clean Coasts have an excellent website and resources on how to protect your dune systems, as well as Carol.
All right, Dr. Noel Doyle, who is the project lead with Leave No Trace Ireland, thank you for joining us on Irish to Protect.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's great, Noel. Thanks for that. We'll be putting that out next Thursday at 11:30. And that is all from this week's edition of Irish to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Irish to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television license fee. Check out irishtoprotect.ie for more info.